This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado and eight other states say one of the nation's biggest real estate giants helped drive up rent prices, and now the states want them to pay up. CPR's Haley May.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says Greystar Management Services used rent-setting software to share private data with competitors, letting big landlords move prices in sync instead of competing. Antitrust laws prohibit price fixing, so states sued. Now, the court will decide if Greystar settles for $7 million. The company reports to have combined management assets worth upwards of $70 billion. The proposed deal would also ban Greystar from using those pricing algorithms. Weiser says it's about restoring fair competition and protecting renters. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission says it will investigate complaints against a group of Democratic state lawmakers who attended a Vail retreat in October. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods.
The complaints were filed earlier this month by Colorado Common Cause, a liberal-leaning nonprofit that advocates for open government. They allege 17 Democratic lawmakers who went to the retreat violated rules around receiving gifts. Colorado lawmakers are not allowed to accept gifts worth more than $75, including for travel and entertainment. But the event was paid for by One Main Street, a political group that doesn't disclose its donors. The Colorado Sun reports the organization spent more than $25,000 on hotel rooms for attendees.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A state transportation employee was hit by a pickup while they worked in an active construction zone Tuesday morning. The Colorado State Patrol says the driver of the truck fled after hitting the worker on I-70 near Strasburg. He was later found and arrested after abandoning the truck. The 58-year-old worker was repairing a guardrail on the highway when he was struck. He was taken to a hospital with injuries. You're listening to CPR News. It's 8:06.